This summer, campers from all over the region made special trips to Terra Alta to celebrate the 90th year of Mountain Nature Camp.
As far as I know, and I've been told this, this is the oldest running nature program for adults in the country.
Mary Gray started as a camper in the 1980s, and now she's camp director.
It's a program that lets adults come and be kids again. We do nature study, we go on bird walks, we sit around the campfire and sing songs.
The camp property is in a forested grove outside of the small, very rural town of Terra Alta. A larger wooden structure with a kitchen and a mess hall stands next to some shelters and a bathhouse. They're all clustered at the edge of a small lake among mixed hardwoods, ferns, and wildlife. It's the base camp. Most days are spent traveling to unique and protected ecological spots nearby, like Blackwater Falls, Dolly Sods, or the Cranesville Swamp. Today, though, campers are rolling in and pulling up chairs and stools in front of the main building, passing around photo albums and sharing memories.
Who are you?
You made my tag in 1993. Don't you remember me?
I don't go back that far.
Don Altimus came in from Cleveland for the 90th celebration. He first started coming to camp in 1947 and for many years was a lead naturalist teaching many classes.
Now, do you remember when Billy got stuck in the mud here?
Well, she was always stuck in the mud.
Altimus is retired now, but for years he kept a day job as a naturalist in Cleveland. He says he's always found West Virginia to be an ideal place to study and teach about the natural world.
West Virginia, as a natural history state, is one of the most fascinating ones in the eastern United States.
Altimus explains that since Preston County sits 2,700 feet above sea level, the winters get really cold while summers are still very hot, creating a lot of ecological variety. There's so many things to learn about, piled on top of each other in every direction, that he calls mountain camp the ultimate classroom.
In nature, if you don't see anything interesting, look closer. And there's a lot of look closer things around here.
Mountain camp costs $350 a week, with some scholarships available. It's operated since it was founded in 1929 through an organization called Ogilby Institute. Environmental Education Director Molly Check explains that expert naturalists like Altimus might be the key to the camp's longevity.
Really, for the last 90 years, the teachers that come in to teach these classes, whether it's on ornithology or botany or any other subject matter, they really are the experts in their field. And I think that's why Mountain Nature Camp has lasted as long as it has and also remains relevant.
Today, one of those experts is Bill Beatty. He's the lead naturalist here at Mountain Nature Camp. As we sit right at the edge of Terra Alta Lake, a several-acre body of water nestled into the high altitudes of Preston County, I pointed to a couple of plants around us, all which he quickly identifies, adding facts about how the plants can be used or roles they've played throughout history.
So, is there anything around you that you don't know the name for?
Wait a second. Just looking right here, I can't see anything that I don't know, but that doesn't mean I know everything, because we could go out and start exploring and we'd find things I don't know.
To be fair, Beatty's whole career from college until now has been nature related, and he's been coming to mountain camp since 1972. He comes to study nature, but also for peace of mind.
When, you know, we're sitting here looking across this lake, you know, and you don't see a single person or anything associated with people, no dwellings, no buildings, anything, no towers. Mm-hmm. And there aren't many places you can go and see that. And I've had students when I taught at a university who were inner city, and they're very uncomfortable in this situation.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's very foreign to them because they've never experienced this kind of thing. But yet, we're learning through studies that this is the kind of thing that people need to be healthier.
Beatty is referring to any of dozens of peer-reviewed studies that have been published over the last 40 years that share findings related to the effects of viewing and experiencing natural settings. Benefits like lowered blood pressure, pulse rate, and the stress hormone cortisol, as well as elevated moods and higher serotonin production, also known as the happy chemical. Researchers have also discovered that people today typically spend about 90% of our time indoors or in a car, which can be dangerous, not only because of physical inactivity, which contributes to a host of life-shortening health problems, but also because of exposure to indoor air pollutants. Fortunately, Beatty points out, going outside is often a cheap and easy remedy. He says it's good for our health, and maybe the planet, too.
We have to get people to understand how valuable this is. And what I mean by value is, you can't stay conscious any more than 4 minutes without the air we breathe. You know, you think, oh, my toothbrush is really important. I got to brush my teeth every morning, which is good. That's not a bad thing. But, you know, you don't think about the air.
Education Director Molly Check agrees.
There's 7 billion plus people that live on Earth, and I think everyone's aware of the different environmental problems that we face as a species. Whether you're going to talk about climate change or conserving water resources, there are a lot of challenges that lie ahead of us.
Check says the best way to overcome those challenges is to gather a group of people who are very passionate about the Earth and motivated to solve those problems. And she says Mountain Camp tends to produce those types.
And you're not necessarily going to care about those problems or even know about them unless you have that firsthand experience and have made some kind of a personal connection. The campers that are here would likely lay down their lives to save this little place in West Virginia and also, by extension, the natural world.
Check says Mountain Nature Camp continues to attract campers who come year after year, as well as expert naturalists and regular newcomers who rotate through each year. It takes place every June in Preston County for 2 weeks. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Ford in Terra Alta.